Hello, and welcome to the performance of Mall Cops, Ricky and Dell Save Christmas, brought to you in a collaboration between the Wenatchee High School Stagecraft Class and the Wenatchee High School Choir Department. Tonight, you will hear local students performing local work, specifically as Ricky, the mall security guard, Milo Adams, as Dell, head mall security guard, Celia Heisey, as Ezra Jr., Liz Brazo, as Lady, Alana Graves, as Janitor Joe, Ilsa Groff, as Weirdo the Mysterion, Jason Walquist, and as the ghost of Ezra Sr., Tyler Kuntz. And, providing you with sound effects this evening, Kira Aldrich, Madeline Rudolph, Brandon Stevens, and the rest of your Wenatchee High School Tech Advisor crew. Now, imagine, if you will, a local mall in a local town, maybe your town. Late, late, late on Thanksgiving Eve.
Hello, shoppers! I'm Ezra P. Mall Ghost Jr. Welcome to the Ezra P. Mall Ghost American Mall of America. My father, Ezra P. Mall Ghost Sr., a Latvian immigrant, built this mall back in 1952. Anybody here from Latvia? No? Okay. The Ezra P. Mall Ghost American Mall of America started as Ezra's Pet Emporium. My father's pet store here on Main Street sold nothing but kittens, and after he made a fortune selling those kittens, he bought Main Street and built a roof over it, making this mall. See, he thought the mall was more than just a place to buy things. It was where people got to know their neighbors. My father was a visionary. But what my father failed to understand is that when people stand around and talk, they're not buying anything. This isn't a shelter, it's not a charity, it's a mall. If people don't buy things, then stores close. If too many stores close, the mall closes. Then you'll have no place to try on clothes before you buy them online. Seriously, don't do that. Because we need to keep this mall open. That's why we have sales. That's why we have Black Friday. Yeah. And that's what brings all of you out on this bitter, cold November morning. Look at you, camped out on the sidewalk at 3 a.m, the day after Thanksgiving. You look like refugees. You're freezing and you're miserable, but hey, you get it. You're not here to chit-chat. You're not here to be neighborly. You're here to make Christmas wishes come true for your family at any cost. And you made the right choice. When this mall opens, you are going to lose your minds. The bargains are insane, and it's all in the name of Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas! Let's
go! You are going to win at Christmas. In fact, your commitment to holiday bargains inspires me. The Black Friday sale begins at 4 a.m. sharp, exactly 1 hour. Now, Christmas Commandos, it's time to start limbering up. Let's practice fast hands. Good, how about some cart ramming? Yeah, now grit your teeth and growl like pit bulls. That's great, I'm proud of each and every one of you. 59 minutes and counting. Woo!
Sakes, Rick, you nearly gave me a heart attack.
You okay, Dell?
Oh, jeez.
But I thought you were a prowler.
I'm sorry I frightened you.
I wasn't scared.
But I heard you scream.
I scream before I attack to warn my foes that I have martial arts training. They don't stand a chance against my iron fist. Hey, yeah!
What if they've got a gun?
The lightning kick. Duh, it's faster than bullets.
Then I'm glad you're on night patrol. This mall is pretty scary when all the lights are out. To tell you the truth, these mannequins gave me the creeps. Their eyes follow you.
Dell, your fear of mannequins is clouding your judgment.
I know, it's silly.
You must confront your fear.
But how?
To defeat the mannequin, you must become the mannequin. Just stare at this one until you're not scared of it anymore.
Okay.
All right, good job, Dell. That's good, buddy. I think you got it. Okay, now that's enough. Seriously, you can stop now. Okay, come on, man, you're freaking me out. Oh, man, my partner's turned into a mannequin.
Oh! Oh, I love
you let your pants a little.
Ninjas do that all the time. It distracts their enemies.
Hey! Hey, it worked! I'm not afraid of mannequins anymore. Your karate stuff is great.
Yeah, I know. Thankfully, I haven't used my karate on the job.
Well, you may get your chance. Tomorrow's Black Friday, and that means that this is Dark Grey Thursday, also known as Thanksgiving. But we got a doorbuster sale tomorrow, and folks are already queuing up outside.
I, too, have seen the gathering storm.
Now, Ricky, let's do this by the book. I don't want you to get hurt again like last year.
Enough. I'm not the same person I was but 1 year ago. Martial arts have transformed me. I have everything I need right here.
Say, what's that little gizmo?
All I need.
Exactly what is it?
It's my nunchaku.
None what now?
Nunchaku. It's an ancient martial arts word.
What's it mean?
It means we're going to keep these shoppers in line by any means necessary.
Whoa, now, Ricky, these shoppers are just trying to make holiday wishes come true.
That may be, but Christmas wishes don't make these shoppers any less dangerous.
I know, Ricky, but you have to follow procedure. Excessive force is never the answer. People get hurt when you get carried away. That's why I drink decaf and carry a copy of this in my pocket.
The Constitution?
Yep, the one written by Ezra P. Malgost Sr. It's the constitution of this mall, and I follow it to the letter. When we open, our patrons may behave like barbarians sacking a war-torn city, but we are here to enforce the rules. If Ezra Jr. says the mall shall open on time, then that's what we'll do.
That's right, that's what you'll do.
Ah, Mr. Ezra Jr., that's what I just said.
I know you are, but what am I?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
That's what she said.
Who?
Ha, I went again. So, you boys ready for Black Friday?
Yes, sir. This sale shall go smoothly and peacefully.
Ugh, I hope not. I want chaos. I want carnage. When the doors open, I want the shoppers biting these bargains like piranhas devouring a drowning water buffalo. We should probably have an ambulance on standby.
Don't you think that there's a chance that people are going to get hurt?
I certainly hope so. These bargains are designed to make people lose their minds.
Oh. How will we maintain safety?
You won't. Just keep the doors closed until 4 a.m., and when it comes time to open them, run for your lives.
Yes, Mr. Sir Ezra.
I'm not married.
Jr. Sorry.
I've got a bad feeling about this, Ricky.
So, do we run or do we fight?
Neither. For if we do, we are not fit to wear these badges.
Del, I'll do my best to follow the rule book. But what if the shoppers get out of hand? Surely my karate will become necessary in an event like that.
No, it's like Ezra P. Malgost tells us in chapter 1 of the rulebook. Without the community, there is no mall, so take care of the customers, one and all. Help each to find a friend and be a friend, for friendship's always free.
Use the guidelines, use the rules to make the mall a place where people gather and meet. For when commerce and community
walk hand in hand, this community complete. See, Ricky? It's all about commerce.
Commerce. Commerce.
Del, did you hear that?
Why, if Ezra P. Malgost hadn't seen fit to build the mall, who knows where the community would be?
Community. Community.
Del. I remember the first Black Friday. The new recruits weren't ready. 7 of them went down. But since then, thanks to an orderly mindset and a clear list of procedures, we run the best Black Friday sale in the Quad State area.
Ricky and Del! Ricky and Del, I need your help!
I'm sorry, whoever you are. The mall is closed. Evacuate the premises immediately.
Don't you recognize me?
Ezra P. Malgost, founder of the Ezra P. Malgost American Mall of America. But he died years ago.
And yet, here I stand before you, right now, on this, it starts with a P, on this plinth.
Well, if you really are Ezra P. Malgost Sr., then you'll have no trouble telling us what the P in your name stands for. This is a well-guarded secret.
Great prices.
No!
Private bathrooms.
Where did you get this guy?
Spacious parking.
Be quiet! It's Pettigrew!
We really should have private bathrooms.
It really is you. My mentor.
Listen to my words, Ricky and Del.
Yeah?
Yeah?
These are treacherous times!
Yeah?
Before the mall opens, you shall be visited by three people in need of your help!
We don't have time for visitors. We still have a lot of security to go over.
If you do not help these people, the mall may never open again! Ever again! Forever!
Holy Toledo!
Del! Language, there are children listening.
Sorry, children.
Del and Ricky, only the two of you can show these visitors the true meaning of Christmas. Help them, and together we may be able to save the Ezra P. Malgos American Mall of America.
Holy Toledo indeed, Del.
Ricky?
Desperate times calls for desperate language. Besides, how will we even know who these visitors are?
You will know when the time comes.
Neither of us is trained in teaching people the meaning of Christmas.
The power to teach this lesson is inside you.
What if we don't know what to do?
Use the mall as your guide.
Hey, I think we can appreciate how transparent this ghost is. Usually spectral visitors only give you partial information.
Talk to a lot of ghosts, have you, Ricky?
Sure, Del. How else do you think I learned my ultimate spirit chopping hand in midair technique?
Your sensei?
Del. You know nothing about my... Be still. My ninja senses are tingling. I sense a presence. It is near.
Oh, relax, Ricky. That's just one of Santa's elves.
Yes, jolly jingles to the both of you.
Christmas comes earlier every year. I didn't expect Santa's elves until December.
Yeah, I came early to get things ready for the big guy.
Oh, wait a minute. So you came in through the chimney?
Yep, parked the reindeer right up on the roof and hopped down into the fireplace.
Ha! Your deception has failed, for this mall has no chimney.
Oh, great.
Code Orange!
All security personnel to their post, security breach main concourse. Yep, Ricky, we nabbed us the doorbuster. If you don't mind me asking, though, how'd you get in?
I posed as a mannequin before the mall closed.
I knew it, Trace! Did follow me!
That's a long time to stand still.
I know, but it's worth it. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for your uncanny ninja senses. You're amazing.
True, but why'd you do it?
Do you guys have children?
I'm a confirmed bachelor.
I live with my mom.
Then you wouldn't understand.
Try us.
Okay. Christmas is hard for a mother. I need to make Christmas wishes come true for my entire family. I have a list. And if I don't get absolutely everything on it, then Christmas will be ruined for everyone because Christmas is all about the presents.
Whoa, you can't ruin Christmas.
Yes, you can. It happens all the time. Every Christmas morning for as long as I can remember. First, the stockings, then the Christmas rolls, then the presents, then finally disappointment and tears.
Sounds like your spoiled kids need a little chuck-a-chuck-a-nun.
You're not helping, Snowball. Listen, lady, you're in a heap of trouble. You're in clear violation of the rules of this mall.
But I enter to a higher law of motherhood. I have a sacred duty to make Christmas joyful, and it's not Christmas without presents. The right presents, and lots of them. Right?
Wrong. It is a mistake to think that you can buy joy for somebody else. True joy comes from within.
You don't get it. Christmas comes just once a year. You only get one shot. Do not miss the chance to blow. The opportunity comes once.
Wrong again. Christmas comes as often as you like. You could celebrate any time you want. You could do it this morning.
But today's just an ordinary day.
Not according to the rule book. Chapter 4, The Customer is King. Every day is a special day here at the Ezra P. Malgos American Mall of America. To treat any day as an ordinary day is a missed opportunity to share in the magic of the moment.
So what? I should just go home?
Yes, and do something special for the people that you love. Tell me, after you open presents on Christmas morning, is the magic gone?
No way. The presents are just the beginning. Then we eat cinnamon rolls, play board games, and later we go out to see a movie wearing our pajamas.
You should totally do that today. Your real gift is spending time with your family. Your real gift is your presence. At least that's what my mom says.
Okay, but then what am I to do on Christmas morning?
You
seem to enjoy giving. Maybe you can share that joy with your family and give them the gift of giving.
How?
Charitable contributions. Do your children like animals?
They love animals.
Give them donations to the Humane Society.
Or you could give to CoHo 101.
Or to the Wenatchee High School
Music Department.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Thanks, guys. So if you'll just let me out, I will be on my way to spread the joy.
No can do. We can't open the doors until 4 a.m. sharp.
So what do I do?
Do you like to wrap presents?
I love wrapping presents. I made it to state 3 years in a row in gift wrapping. I was the state champ in odd packages.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We have all these donated toys that need wrapping.
Then stand back and watch a lady work. This is what I was born to do.
What was that?
Hey, fellas. If I want the shoppers to slide into the sale, should I grease the floors here or closer to the entrance? Ideally, they'll pile up just inside the door so the clerks can help them up and start rubbing the lotion on their hands. You know, once they get the hand massage, they're hooked.
If you leave me the oil, I shall watch the flow of the customers.
Thanks.
And I... Okay.
That was some good work, Rookie.
It's Ricky.
Sure is. Let's continue this patrol together. We may need some of your karate yet.
Wait, I sense something else. This way.
Either my senses are tingling too, or I've got a tingle.
Dell, free food!
Oh, boy! Wait. Ricky, you know what this is.
Samples.
No, it's the Farmshire Hills nativity scene. Those are the three wise mustards, sweet, hot, and deli. And there's the Mary and Joseph summer sausages. And there's... Wait. Where's the baby Jesus?
So smoky. So good.
You ate the baby Jesus?
Del, relax. I can replace it with this fun-sized Snickers. Nobody will ever notice. See?
Oh. That's cute. That's good. But you better unwrap it.
Mind what you do with that wrapper. I don't want to see it on the floor.
Criminy, Janitor Joe. You're here early. Your shift doesn't start until 6.
Usually, but not today. Ezra Jr. wants everything looking ship-shaped for the 4 a.m. opening. But why bother? These doorbusters behave like wild animals. They make me sick. They don't appreciate. They just make messes and then they complain when stuff ain't clean.
You must teach them a lesson. Your mop handle would make an excellent bow staff. When they misbehave, fleck!
Tempting, but this here mop is a cleaning tool, not a weapon. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go clean the restrooms so these doorbusters can trash them.
Wait, they trash the restrooms? But a restroom's a necessity, a sanctuary. It's where I do most of my reading.
See? Private restrooms.
Now, why would people go about and abuse a restroom?
I'll tell you why. People is irresponsible.
Well, that's nothing new. People have always had a problem with garbage.
Yeah, but it doesn't end with garbage. There's also the smearing, the wiping, the pooling, the peeling, the glooping, the glopping, the slicking, the nose-picking, the snotting and blotting, the yelling and smelling, the sneezing and sweating, the wheezing and wetting.
Wow, that sounds bad. But you've got to get your game face on and get clean, and we are opening the doors at 4 a.m. prompt. And though these shoppers behave disgracefully, they will get nothing but cleanliness and courtesy from the staff.
You sound like old Ezra P. Malghost. Now there was a classy fella. All right, I'll do my job. I don't have to like it.
Yes, you do. Chapter 3, Employee Attitude. Like your job. If it's important enough that somebody will pay you to do it, then it has meaning.
Cute, but I can't like something that makes me mad. It's impossible.
Janitor Joe, your anger is clogging your chi. Your first cleaning job must be to cleanse yourself of this anger.
And how am I supposed to do that?
Cleanse your fire with fire.
That doesn't make sense.
Nope, Ricky's talking karate, but I think you should listen.
To clean for the madding crowd, you must first become mad yourself.
So what? I'm supposed to do something stupid? Like, litter?
Yes.
What? Take this garbage and start scattering it around?
Yes. Again.
But somebody has to clean that.
No buts. Again.
Look, it's snowing garbage. You three, have you ever seen anything so disgustingly beautiful in your whole miserable life?
Criminy. Your fake snow has made this mall into a winter wonderland.
I'm gonna litter so much fake snow in this mall, we won't know it's dirty. Then I'm gonna clean it all up and I'll have fun doing it too, because it's my mess. Ha! Zuzu Petals. Happy Black Friday, you so-and-sos.
Do you hear what I hear?
I do. Now, two have been saved. One yet remains.
Wonder where we'll find the third.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Look out!
Well, you've already been saved. What are you doing back in the story?
I finished wrapping most of the presents, but I ran out of paper. Do you got any more?
Oh, I'll get some out of the supply room. Wait here with Ricky.
Your wrapping skills are most impressive.
Thanks. It's how I stay fit. What do while we wait?
We meditate.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, so the key to it is that you gotta be really quiet.
Okay.
Like this. Just copy me.
Okay. That's not quiet.
No, I'd be quiet like me and think really hard about everything. You're being too loud, lady. Hey, lady. Okay, wait. Lady, woman, ma'am, lady, miss, lady.
My name's not
lady. That's besides the point. I have an idea.
What?
We have to go to the arcade.
Why?
It's where I've learned all my lessons since I was 4 years old.
What can you learn in an arcade?
Only some of life's most important lessons.
Like what?
Aliens exist.
Everybody knows that. What else?
Karate.
You seriously learned karate from the arcade?
Listen, lady. Double Danger Dragon Dojo was no laughing matter. I trained day in and day out for 13 years to achieve mastery and earn my electronic black belt. Most people never make it past green.
Why did it take so long?
Well, I can only breathe underwater for 10 seconds at a time. And the quarters are the heaviest coins, so they're always at the bottom of the wishing fountains.
Wait, aren't those coins people's wishes?
Where we're going, we'll need all the wishings we can get our hands on. Behold, the arcade.
Ooh. So which game are we gonna play?
We're not here to play anything. To learn something truly important, we're gonna have to go down the rabbit hole.
I'm allergic to rabbits. I think I'm going to pass.
It's not a real rabbit hole, lady.
My name.
What we seek lies under this tarp. Careful, there's no turning back. Behold, weirdo, the Mysterion.
You. He's creepy.
Super creepy.
So what does he do?
Well, many believed he was designed to be a fortune teller, capable of condensing your entire future into 2x3 cardstock. But myself and some others are convinced he also grants wishes.
So, how does this thing work? I don't see a coin slot.
It runs on wishes.
Wishes?
Wishes, that's what I said.
Okay, wait a second. I'm confused. Are you saying that it runs on the wishes you took from the fountains, which are quarters? Because I don't carry coins anymore. I don't even know anyone who carries coins.
All we have to do is tap the glass, assume the wishing position, and make a wish.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. Well, in that case, let's go wishing.
Come on, weirdo. Come on. You always grant my wishes.
Please, wait. Okay.
What did you wish for?
Zac Efron dressed as a lifeguard carrying a bucket of potato salad. What did you wish for?
A Walker Texas Ranger action figure with a Kung Fu action chop.
Maybe we should wish for the same thing.
But then we'll both have Walker Texas Ranger action figures.
Ricky, that is not...
Behold! Oh my gosh. It is I, Weirdo, the Mysterion!
Hello, Mysterion speaks.
Yeah, hi, Ricky.
He knows my name.
Of course. You've been coming to see me since you were a small boy. I've enjoyed watching you grow up.
Wait, you've been here in this box for your entire life?
No, just... his entire life. I used to be a master of illusions. I did stage shows, kids' parties, I was even on television.
But why are you in a box? Are you a prisoner?
Of course.
Who imprisoned you?
I did.
Why?
A little problem, a teeny tiny problem. Billions of teeny tiny problems, if you want to be precise.
Germs. You're afraid of germs?
Yes! They're everywhere! They're crawling all over you right now!
What?
Your karate won't help you. They're too small. You can't see them, and you can't touch them, but they can touch you! They can make you sick!
Lady, help! Get off me!
Hey, calm down. There's no way to get rid of them.
Yes, there is a way! You get a big glass box. Get inside, seal it shut, and clean it all the time.
That's absurd. You can't live in a box. No sane person would do that.
Your point?
I bet it's lonely.
It is. I don't have real friends because at some point the mall closes and they have to leave.
Don't they just come back the next day?
Well, you do, Ricky. Every single day. But most grow up and stop coming to visit.
That sounds awful.
It is. But that's the price I pay to stay safe from all the germs.
If you could come out of the box, would you be a magician?
Would I be an illusionist? Yes, I know lots of illusions. I can do card illusions, disappearing illusions, saw people in half.
Show me.
What?
Show me a magic trick.
Okay, I can show you an illusion.
Fine, an illusion.
Pick a card, any card.
That one in the corner.
Now take it and put it anywhere else in the deck.
I can't grab the card. There's
you're not
glass
it.
In
weirdo.
The way.
I got. That's not a great trick.
I know.
Oh, hey, if you're a magician and you can make things disappear, hear me out, then why don't you just make the germs...
Make the germs disappear!
That's a great idea, Ricky, but I don't know. I've only made big things disappear. You know, cars, elephants, the National Debt, Great Wall
oh,
of China...
Oh, weirdo the Mysterion. We implore you to disappear the germs and join the living world.
Well... If Ricky thinks it's a good idea, then I guess it's worth a try.
That was my idea, not his.
Oh no, my box! I'm melting! Melting!
Where's the Mysterion? You're still alive!
No, I'm not!
Sure you are. And clearly, you made all the germs disappear.
I did?
Well, of course. I mean, do you see any germs around?
I guess not.
Weirdo the Mysterion, that was the greatest magic trick I have ever seen.
Well, Ricky, it was an illusion.
And you can make new friends, starting with me and Ricky.
You'll be my friends?
Sure.
Even though I'm scared of germs.
Of course. Being afraid of something is no excuse to hide, especially at Christmas time when you should be with your friends.
Then that's what I'll do. Thank you, my friends. I'll go right now!
Sorry. But you can't leave until 4 a.m. when we open the doors.
Oh. That's okay. How shall I pass the time?
Are you, perchance, any good at wrapping presents?
I'm amazing.
Come with me.
We did it, Del! We saved the third visitor!
Oh, thank Wayne Gretzky, we saved them all!
Not so fast!
What?! We taught the lady the importance of family.
And we taught the janitor to love his job.
And we taught the magician about aligning chakras or something.
Just something. Yeah, we helped all three visitors, so now the mall can open as scheduled.
Yeah, but that was just practice. There is still one more.
Ooh. Ooh. I just looked outside, and do you know what I saw?
People waiting patiently in line?
People waiting patiently in line.
Mission accomplished.
No. I don't want them waiting. I want them rioting. I want them frothing at the mouth and gnashing their teeth in anticipation of the sales frenzy they're about to experience. I want them afraid, because Christmas is about fear. Fear and profits.
No, it's not. It's about giving. Giving until it hurts.
And spending time with loved ones.
Ha! The closest thing I've got to a family is these two clowns.
Aw, thanks.
This hug is costing me money. Off.
Hugs are free.
You don't get it, Ricky. This mall exists to turn a profit. If there is no profit, there's no mall, and you are out of a job.
I thought I was the one who was locked in a box. But now I see who really is a prisoner of this mall.
You need to spend more time at the Kitten Shack. That'll soften you up.
You missed the memo. We're replacing the Kitten Shack with accommodation casino and cook-it-yourself buffet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. What will become of the kittens?
What do you think is in the buffet?
Oh my goodness. Oh,
someone's got a case of the grumpies.
You're fired. Of course I have the grumpies. This job has a lot of pressure and meaningless tasks. Do you know how tedious it is to make a spreadsheet?
Then why do you do it?
Because I fired the spreadsheeter. It was digging into the profits.
What about the assistant spreadsheeter?
I fired her too. And you're fired for asking too many questions.
I don't even work here.
You should make your job fun. You're the boss. You can do whatever you want.
You're right. I can do anything I want. Anything. Hey, janitor. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A crybaby.
A crybaby who?
You're fired too. That's three times. Hat trick for me. Why don't you go cry about it, you crybaby?
You're out of line!
Think so? Guess what?
I'm fired too?
You really are a fortune teller.
Ezra P. Malgo Sr., aren't you gonna say anything?
He can't see me. Only those with an open and loving heart can see a Christmas spirit. Poor Ezra Jr. His heart is locked up tighter than this mall.
He's gonna destroy them all, and all are powerless before his wrath. Can nothing stop this menace?
One may, if he is ready.
He is ready.
The mall is about to open. What will you do?
What I was born to do. Chugga-chugga-nun, chugga-nun,
Ricky, chugga-nun! Wait! This is my son! I can't sit back and watch you martial arts, Ezra Jr. This needs to be dealt with peacefully.
But I was so ready to use my super ultimate boss beat-up combo attack. I've had this prepared for all these years, and I've,
Ezra Jr.!
What was that? Did you let someone into the mall early? Ricky?
Ezra Alamos Montgomery Pettigrew Jr., you have disgraced the name of this mall in the name of profits and your own personal gain. This is not what I taught you.
Father, I must be hallucinating. No. No, I didn't mean to. I care about these employees. If the mall doesn't make money, they all lose their jobs.
Didn't you fire the spreadsheeter?
And the assistant spreadsheeter.
You turn a blind eye to the true needs of your employee in the name of greed. You've taken the mall, a place meant to bring people together in the name of community, and turned it into a competitive battleground. You've convinced people they can buy joy. Ezra Jr., shame. Shame!
I'm sorry, Father. I thought I was doing what you wanted.
You thought I wanted you to bully your employees and customers?
No, I'm sorry, Ricky. I'm sorry, Del. I don't really know who you other people are, but sorry to you too.
It's 3:59. The people in line are beginning to grow restless.
Someone's got to do something.
Anarchy is loosed upon the world.
Ricky, Del, it's time to face the maddening crowd. Good morning, shoppers. It's me again, Ezra P. Malgos Jr. My father, the founder of the Ezra P. Malgos American Mall of America, was a visionary.
Yeah!
However, what my father understood is that when people stand around and talk, they're not buying anything, and that's okay. Increasing customer interaction and satisfaction is our goal here at this mall.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's
Woo.
Why we have sales.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo.
That's why we have Black Friday.
Woo.
Yes.
Woo, yeah.
And that's what brings all of you out on this lovely November morning. Look at you, camped out on the sidewalk at 4 in the morning the day after Thanksgiving. You have made a commitment to making your families happy, and we want to help you do that. So let us assure you there's enough product to go around.
Woo!
And make sure to give special thanks to our janitor for cleaning up our mall so graciously last night.
And don't forget to visit Weirdo the Mysterion at the arcade when you have the time.
Or learn how to gift wrap like a pro for our very own state champion in odd packages.
You may not win at holiday gift giving this year, but you're certainly all winners at trying to make your family smile. Now, Christmas Commandos, it's time to start limbering up. Let's practice patting each other on the back.
Oh, that's nice.
How about some open the door for your neighbor? Now smile big and wish everyone a happy holidays.
Woo!
Yeah!
Happy holidays!
That's great. I'm proud of each and every one of you. Now, without further ado...
Or don't.
Open that mall.
Woo-hoo! Woo!